everyone is looking for comfort right now, for good reason. So celebrate comfort this month with a new pair of Tommy John underwear. When you're wearing Tommy John's hammock pouch underwear, you're that much more comfortable. I tried out Tommy John, and I could tell you, it's pretty amazing. Breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands, with over 13 million pairs sold and tens of thousands of five-star reviews. People all across America love Tommy John underwear. Tommy John underwear has a non-rolling waistband for the perfect fit. And I'm telling you, you'll be covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. And right now, you'll get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Charlie. That's 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Charlie. 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 See site for details. Check it out right now.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A new national terrorism alert warning that extremists may take advantage of the easing of pandemic restrictions to conduct attacks. The alert does not cite any specific threats. Alert issued earlier today by the Department of Homeland Security. The run on gas getting worse in parts of the U.S.
Washington, D.C. and Virginia are now among the hardest hit areas following that cyber attack that forced the nation's largest gasoline pipeline to shut down for a few days. Almost 9 out of 10 gas stations in D.C. have no gas. Fuel is now flowing again through the Colonial Pipeline. It delivers almost half of the gasoline they use on the East Coast. Industry analyst Richard Joswick says things should be back to normal next week if the pipeline restart goes as planned and if consumers are convinced they don't have to panic buy fuel. We're not out of the woods yet, he said, but the trees are thinning out. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at townhall.com, President Biden says he's encouraged by the infrastructure negotiations with GOP lawmakers.
After yesterday's White House meeting with a group of GOP senators, the president described the ongoing talks as a good faith effort.
I am very optimistic that we can reach a reasonable agreement.
He said Republicans will return next week with a counteroffer to his proposal. Major sticking points include the size of the spending package and how to pay for it.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Republicans have vaulted Representative Elise Stefanik into the ranks of House leadership, electing the New York Congresswoman to the party's number three post. She's an ardent defender of former President Donald Trump, and she's taking the leadership job that Wyoming's Liz Cheney had held for some 2 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Iron.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The mask mandate has now been relaxed for fully vaccinated people in Nevada. The move follows new guidance from the CDC, which allows them to stop wearing face coverings outdoors in crowds and in most indoor locations, except in crowded indoor settings like buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters. But Nevada businesses are still allowed to require customers to mask up. The Vegas Chamber of Commerce is recommending that businesses keep their mask mandates in place. Two tax bills, which made it through the 2019 legislature without a two-thirds majority, have been ruled unconstitutional. The unanimous Nevada Supreme Court decision is a huge win for Silver State Republicans, who sued over the passage of the two bills. The ruling is expected to have an immediate impact on tax negotiations during the current legislative session. Nevada GOP leaders called the Supreme Court ruling a victory for all Nevadans. Clark County School Superintendent Jesus Jara has a contract extension. The 4-3 vote by the school board extends his deal with the school district through January of 2023. The term extension was the only change made to the contract. Jara's salary, $320,000 a year.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Yeah, you're bumper to bumper right now. Interstate 15 southbound at Sunset. Also, do expect some heavy volumes. 15 south at Sahara. Northbound 15 at Bonanza. And do expect some slow flows over there. On the 515 westbound at Eastern and 515 northbound at Pecos.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday, May 14th. It has been a very good week for the good guys and gals.
A lot of good things have happened. The two-thirds rule that's in our state constitution has been upheld by the state Supreme Court. You got the CDC and the mask mandate. I got to tell you, there's a lot of really good stuff going on. And we're going to get to all of it. Randy Thompson is going to join us in just a minute. She is the Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. And we'll talk about what is going on out there with businesses after the CDC saying you don't have to mask up anymore, indoors or outdoors, if you're vaccinated. Don't know what that's all about. We'll talk about that, though, in just a minute. First, though, you know what we do at the end of every week? We celebrate. We let our hair down. We have some fun. It's time for the Friday song.
Oh, man. What day is it? It's Friday.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better. It's Friday. It's the day we celebrate. And especially on this Friday, because so many good things have happened this week. Randy Thompson joining us, one of my favorites, Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business, and she joins us. And boy, I tell you, my phone's been blowing up. About every 10 minutes, there's another major corporation saying, we're not going to make anybody wear masks, even our employees or our customers. Nobody's going to have to wear the mask. In fact, I got Trader Joe's and Walmart are the latest to let me know that they're going mask free, and I think that's a great thing. Randy, what does it mean to small businesses across the state? This has got to be welcome news.
Oh, it is, Kevin. Thank you for having me again today. It's great news to see that we can see each other smile. We own a small business, and we've had one of our front desk manager tells us how she's had really a challenge of the past year because people can't see her smiling. They can't see that when she's trying to joke with them or trying to make things lighter-hearted. And she says people have been so crabby, but she's taken off her mask the last week, and she goes, I've had no bad customers because people can communicate better now. It's wonderful.
No, this is so good. My question is, why did it take so long?
Well, I think that's all politics. That's all I can say. It's control, Kevin. These guys just want to see how we will just fall in line, and if they can make us wear masks, then maybe they'll make us be okay with another tax increase or losing more of our free liberties. That's what this is. This is just so political. There's no science behind why we haven't been able to take these masks off earlier.
We have some companies that have said we're not going to make customers wear the mask. We are going to make our employees wear the masks. What is the advice that NFIB is giving your members across the state of Nevada?
Well, what the CDC said is if you're fully vaccinated, and I think that's the challenge, as long as you feel safe and you can't spread the virus, then it's okay to not wear the mask. But I think for anybody that wants to make sure their staff is protected, then sure, have your staff wear the mask and give it a let your customers make that decision. This is truly a business by business decision. I heard the Vegas Chamber is encouraging their members to continue to wear masks. We're just telling our members, do what you feel is right. And that is really what we should all be doing.
What is the next step for businesses? And I know you represent businesses all across the state. So in Nye County, in Washoe, in Clark, I'm just curious what the next step. June 1 is coming. We are at 50% vaccination. We need to get to 60%. And if so, we will then get to 100% capacity. But what do you think the next step is for businesses across the state?
Well, the social distancing is really the challenge. For a small business that can only have, you know, 6 or 10 customers in their store at a time, that's really limiting. So getting rid of that social distancing, which we'll hopefully do on June 1st, I think that really will be that we can get back to normal. People might still want to wear a mask if they feel they're vulnerable, if they have, you know, immune deficiencies. But I think we can get back to just kind of what we used to be a mere year and a half ago.
By the way, MGM Resorts International, this is down on the Strip, told its customers today who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 that they can now remove their mask beginning today, but employees of the nine Strip resorts will have to wait. That's kind of disappointing for the employees. Great for the customers, though.
True, it is. And I think a lot of the employees are probably going to say at some point, come on, guys, I can't breathe behind this mask. So I think the employees are going to have to be the ones to stand up to some of their employers. But at this point, if everybody's feeling safer, okay, wear your mask. It really is now that it should be a personal choice at this point.
Let me ask you, and again, Randy Thompson joining us, Nevada State Director for NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business. How far have we come on the recovery trail? I mean, I've been out and restaurants are busy. The Strip is reinvigorated. It's like there's a pent-up appetite for getting out. How far back have we come, and how far do we have to go?
Well, the latest NFIB poll says that 44% of businesses are looking for employees. That's our biggest challenge. We have got to get that extra incentive to stay home and not work out of our system right now. And I think we're at like 14, 15 governors who said they're not going to take the federal unemployment. So for the people that can't work, obviously we need to continue to take care of them, especially the entertainers in Las Vegas that can't get back to work yet. But for most businesses, they can't fully recover until they can fully staff. And we need people, frankly, to come back to work.
Why do you think it's that extra $300, that it's the extended benefits and all of that stuff, where somebody that makes $40,000 a year is going to collect $52,000 if they stay home?
Right. Yeah, it's nuts. And again, those that if they're not out looking for a job, they need to be looking for a job. And if they turn jobs down, then that's where you have to say, no, you don't get this anymore. But for those that can't find a job, or they feel that they are just compromised and are, you know, are concerned about their health, then we have to give them some flack and say, okay, you guys, you have a justified reason not to go back to work. But that list is getting smaller. People really need to just say, I got to get back to my job.
And yet we had a horrible jobs report, 266,000 new jobs created as of late last week, and we were expecting a million. Do you think they will come back soon?
Well, I hope so. There's 8.2 million job openings right now. We have over 30,000 job openings just in Nevada. So there's definitely jobs here, but there's probably jobs that not a lot of folks want to get back to. They might still feel that it's an unsafe atmosphere. But I think the CDC is essentially telling us we're getting there. We're getting the herd immunity. We're getting the health is good now of our country. Let's get back to work, folks.
Randy, let me ask you, we had another big win yesterday on that two-thirds rule, the Settlemyer case, and I talked to James Settlemyer. He was very, very happy yesterday, and what was amazing about the ruling by the state Supreme Court was that it was unanimous.
Yes, it was a good day yesterday for small business, for large business, for all business in Nevada, and we can't thank Senator Settlemyer and the Senate Republicans enough. So the payroll tax was supposed to have been lowered back in 2019, and it was going to be lowered by about a 1% for most businesses and about a 1.5% for the mining and the financial industry. So let's say if you're a $300,000 a quarter payroll, that's about $3,000 a quarter that you're going to be getting back. Now times that by four, you're at $12,000. And because this was supposed to kick in 2019, it's actually 2 years of back taxes that you are going to get, essentially. So for a business, again, that has a $300,000 a quarter payroll, that's $24,000 they're going to be getting back from the government, plus interest. Of course, interest rates are so low that probably won't matter much.
Yeah. I'm just curious, though, what is the best way to get this money back to consumers?
Well, it's going back to the payroll tax, so it's going back to the employer.
It'll come back as a credit?
It comes back as a credit, or it comes back as a refund. That's the part that hasn't been worked out yet. It might be just a credit so that you don't have to pay that $24,000 anytime soon. But most likely it will be a credit on your account.
I want to ask you, because we've got just a few weeks left in this session, the 81st Nevada legislature. Are there bills that really keep you up at night? Are there bills that are still alive that you say, we absolutely cannot let this happen?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is Senate Bill 420, which is the essentially public option for health care. We're looking at roughly 1.5 million Nevadans pay for health care from the private sector. All of those rates are going to go up to cover a public option that might cover maybe 5,000 people. It's a bad bill. And there are other ways to get people to buy insurance, and that's the challenge. You can't force people to buy insurance. So what do you do is encourage them by lowering rates. But those that aren't going to qualify for Medicaid are very few. So this is a bad bill. There's a couple of unemployment bills that aren't great, but it's hard to think of them. Today is the last deadline to get to the second committee, so we'll have a better idea of what's going to live and what's dying on Monday.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because you've got bills, AB 321, the bill that would codify, if you will, AB 4. You got all kinds of bills like this that are still hanging fire. Are you surprised at the pace that they're going at? It doesn't seem like they're at breakneck speed by any means.
Oh, they haven't been at all this session, and it's been interesting to watch some of the dynamics of the progressives and the more moderate Democrats. We still have a few moderate Democrats. They're definitely dwindling, but you've definitely got some fights within the Democrat Party, specifically death penalty. It's now gone. Reversing the death penalty is off the table now. The governor has said that. So you've got the progressives that are really kind of upset that they're not getting some of the bills that they want.
And I've been asking everybody I can find. Maybe you'll have an answer for me. How did this bill die? We got a note from the governor yesterday, I guess it was, that this bill. What was this? This 395? What? We're trying to think what bill. What? Anyway, but the death penalty bill says it's no longer viable. It's no longer going to be an issue. And I keep asking myself, well, how did it die?
So that's the way the committee won't take further action on it, because the governor said he would essentially veto it. So it will just die in committee.
And the governor has been on record as saying he wants less of the death penalty, but he doesn't want to abolish it. So he kind of wants to have it both ways.
Well, the challenge has been, how do you carry out the death penalty without the proper drug mix that we've had in the past? And we have several people on death row in Nevada, and I think it is somehow the death penalty is still, it might be enough of incentive for somebody not to do a really violent crime, and that's why I think it needs to stay in the playbook. But we haven't had an ability to do a lot of death penalty actions because of the cocktail, as they call it. We don't have it.
Yeah. You live and work in northern Nevada, so you're close to the legislature. You're there all the time. What do you expect in these final, what is it? I think it's something like 18 days.
This is where you're going to see the deal-making coming across. We had heard that the death penalty bill was going to be sort of a bargaining chip for the Medicaid for All bill. But now that that's off the table, that's like, oh, I wonder what that happens now. And you've got a big fight between culinary and the various unions and the casinos. 386 is one bill. We called it the right to get your job back bill. And yet we can't get people to come back to work, but if they want their job back, they want it back. And so you've got the unions doing a lot of shenanigans up at the legislature. And boy, trial attorneys, this is their heyday. We have so many bills that deal with product liability and other issues that really just are tough on businesses. It's hard for businesses to comply. So you're just going to see a lot of the deal making coming about in the next 2 weeks. It's always an interesting time.
No, it is. And slam and jam and all the stuff that goes on up there in these final weeks. It's going to be interesting. If folks want to know more about what you do at the National Federation of Independent Business, how can they reach you? How can they find you? Northern, Southern Nevada, all across the state.
NFIB.com. That's it. Well, then / Nevada. But NFIB.com, you can learn about how we're fighting for small business.
I love it. I love it. Randy, you have yourself a great weekend, and we will talk again soon. Next time you're down this way, let's grab lunch without masks.
There you go. I love it, idea. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thank you, dear. Randy Thompson, the Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt4Nevada.com.
We need safe and secure elections. But as co-sponsor of S1, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto is pushing a bill that would undermine Nevada's laws, putting Washington bureaucrats in charge of our elections. Senator Cortez Masto's bill would limit Nevada's ability to remove faulty voter registrations while still allowing partisan groups to collect thousands of ballots without supervision, threatening the integrity of our elections. Senator Cortez Masto's bill would spend billions of public funds, your money, on political campaigns. Billions to subsidize politicians. Senator Cortez Masto's bill gives more money to politicians and more power to bureaucrats. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 702-388-5020 and tell her we need safe and secure elections, not more wasteful spending. Oppose S1. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, the latest, let's see, Trader Joe's, Walmart, MGM Resorts is removing masks from customers, but not from employees. That should that should be great in conversation in the break room. Dr. Fauci was on with Jake Tapper this morning, answering two critical questions on this CDC ruling on Thursday, yesterday. This was Dr. Fauci earlier today with Jake Tapper.
Should we be checking people at the door to make sure they're vaccinated with these new guidelines? What would you tell them?
You know, that's going to be a real difficult one, Jake, because people feel very put upon if you're essentially judging them on the basis of whether they